come to order. Would members please vote to signify their presence?
Gracious, 18 members present this morning.
Thank you. Our chaplain today is Senator Lehman. Would everyone please stand?
In honor of the season, the Easter season, I'm going to read from Isaiah 53, which was actually written several hundred years before Christ was born. And I also just wanted to comment that in the tradition of this season, when I was growing up, the Russian Orthodox had a significant influence, especially in the coastal areas of Alaska. And I talked with Senator Hoffman earlier, and he acknowledged that in the case of his community, and Senator Mackey, the same thing. And their expression was, Christos Voskres. And the response, Vayistinu Voskres, was, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. And with that in mind, let's listen to Isaiah 53. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let's pray. Thank you, dear God, for Easter. Thank you for the hope that is ours through your Son and his resurrection. We ask for your comfort today for those who are hurting and in need. And especially we remember the Richard, McCauley, and Garness families as they deal with their tragic losses. And Lord, we ask for traveling safety for those maybe traveling this weekend, that they'd be safe in their going and in their return and have a great time with families. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Senator, Senator Halford, would you like to stand
up? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify to the correctness of the journal for the 101st legislative day.
Senator Mackey?
Move and ask unanimous consent. The journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is approved. Upon a recess motion, we will go to the House for the joint session. If members would then eat lunch, we'll come back on the floor a half hour after we've finished the joint session and roll through the calendar. We have a very long calendar. We have a supplemental calendar. We'd like to get everything through second and into third for Monday, at least, if not actually dealt with and disposed of. And I intend for those of us who have plans to be on the flights this evening to be able to make those flights. That means we need everybody to come to the floor, stay on the floor to get through all of these bills. So if you'd please accommodate one another. So the plan is after joint session, eat lunch, and then let's come in and roll through the calendar. Senator Mackey?
Madam President, I move the Senate stand in recess for the purposes of a joint session.
Stand in recess for the purpose of a joint session on overrides of governor's vetoes. Will the Senate please come back to order? We had managed to pray and pledge. Do we have any guests to introduce? Senator Green.
President, we have as a guest page today a student from Palmer, and he is involved in homeschool. And when I ask him about what courses and all they used, he says his mom went to the trouble to order from many different sources, and he's had a wonderful homeschool education. This is Brian Singler. If you'd help me welcome Brian.
Senator Tim Kelly.
I have a constituent here, an officer in the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, District Commodore Barbara Sands.
Senator Senator Elton.
In the other gallery, sitting next to Barbara, is a good friend of mine, Sue Hargis. She's the boating safety coordinator for the U.S. Coast Guard and is also the first woman commander of a Coast Guard cutter in the state of Alaska.
Further introductions? Senate Sanity. Senate, please come back to order. Any further introductions? Do we have any messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
We are not going to read the messages from the House. Do we have communications?
There are no communications this afternoon.
Standing committee reports.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 270 relating to return of contributed capital. Signing due pass, Senators Torgerson, Parnell, co-chair, Senators Phillips, Pete Kelly, Lehman, and Adams. Previous fiscal note attached, Senate Bill number 270 has no further referral.
Rules.
Has committee considered CS for House Bill number 445 rules amended relating to a rural school construction and planned maintenance pilot program? Signing due pass, Senator Miller, chair, Senator Wilkins. Signing no recommendation, Senator Pete Kelly. Previous House zero fiscal note. CS for House Bill number 445 rules amended has no further referral.
Rules.
Rules committee considered CS for House Bill number 98 HES-AM. Public assistance programs, grants, and contracts. CS for House Bill number 108, finance amended relating to the use, operation, regulation of boats. CS for House Bill number 116, finance relating to the Board of Agriculture and Conservation. CS for House Bill number 259, finance relating to eligibility to be represented by a public defender. CS for House Bill number 291, state affairs relating to the giving of certain state agency notices. CS for House Bill number 296, labor and commerce relating to partnerships. House Bill number 324, requiring written consent by the person who is the subject of the information before releasing personal information contained in motor vehicle records. CS for House Bill number 325, judiciary relating to priorities, claims, and liens for payments for certain medical services. CS for House Bill number 398, judiciary relating to the Alaska Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association, recommends calendar. Signing these reports, Senator Tim Kelly, chair, Senators Ellis, Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Rules Committee considered CS for House Bill number 253, Judiciary relating to school disciplinary and safety programs. CS for House Bill number 335, Finance, State Retirement Systems and Benefits. CS for House Bill number 363, Finance relating to salmon product reports. CS for House Bill number 432, Finance, Board of Storage Tank Assistance, recommends calendar. Signing these reports, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis. Rules Committee considered CS for House Bill number 320, Finance amended, approval of the Alaska Railroad getting the Whittier Dock. Signing, recommends calendar, signing the report, Senators Miller and Ellis, Miller, Ellis, and Lehman. Signing under other recommendations, Senator Pierce. Those are all the standing committee reports this afternoon, Madam President.
Do we have any special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Do we have any Senate resolutions for introduction?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 21 by the Senate Finance Committee, a resolution suspending Rules 24C, 35, 41B, and 42E, Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill Number 335 relating to information contained in retirement system records relating to retirement boards relating to procedures and hearings under state retirement systems relating to benefits for reemployed retired members of retirement systems relating to eligibility for normal retirement for members of the teacher's retirement system who have Alaska BIA accredited service relating to disability benefits for members of the state retirement systems, relating to deduction of premiums from retirement benefits, relating to protection of and assignment of and transfer of amounts held in retirement systems, relating to retirement benefits for certain employees earning high salaries, relating to qualified domestic relations orders in state retirement systems, relating to the definition of retirement fund in the teacher's retirement system, relating to membership of state employees in the teacher's retirement system, relating to refund of contributions made to the judicial retirement system or to the former elected public officers' retirement system and repayment of refunded contributions in those systems, relating to self-insurance and excess loss insurance for persons receiving benefits from a state retirement system, relating to participation of elected officials in the public employees' retirement system, relating to the level income option benefit under the public employers' retirement system, relating to participation of employees of political subdivisions and public organizations in the public employees' retirement system, relating to crimes for defrauding a state retirement system, relating to the definition of pension fund in the public employees retirement system, relating to calculation of years of service and of benefits under the public employees retirement system for non-certificated employees of certain educational employers, and relating to individual accounts maintained for members of the former elected public officers retirement system.
That will sit on the secretary's desk, because unfortunately we're going to be back to it. Have to read it again.
That is all the Senate resolutions for introduction this afternoon, Madam President.
Thank you. Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I had moved and ask unanimous consent that the time for reconsideration on HB 317 be held until Monday.
No objection. The time for reconsideration for House Bill 317 will be held until Monday. Madam Secretary, do you have bills to introduce?
There are no bills for introductions this afternoon.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. We do not have the first bill in our possession. Senator Kelly, were you planning a rules meeting? Senator Mackey.
Move the Senate stand at ease for purposes of a quick rules committee meeting.
Recess. We're in recess for a rules meeting. We'll come right back on the floor. Conference committee is planning to try to meet at 4 o'clock, so we need to come right back and get through these. To order. Senator Mackey, we need to go back to standing committee reports. Madam Secretary, do you have any standing committee reports?
Miller and Ellis. Senate Bill number 270 appears on today's calendar. Those are all the standing committee reports this afternoon.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first item?
Senate Bill number 270, an act relating to return of contributed capital or payment of a dividend to the state by the Alaska Student Loan Corporation, providing for an effective date. State Affairs Committee considered the bill, signing no recommendation. Senator Ward, Chair, Senator Elton, signing do pass. Senators Green and Wilkin, previous zero fiscal notes. Finance Committee considered the bill, signing due pass. Senators Torgerson, Parnell, co-chair. Senators Phillips, Pete, Kelly, Lehman, and Adams. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report. Senator Tim Kelly, chair. Senators Pierce, Lehman, Miller, and Ellis. I have no amendments.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 270 be considered in gross, advanced third reading, placed on final passage, and I'll place a call in the Senate and the calendar.
Well, we're under a call, and the call isn't satisfied, so there's really nothing to object to, but we have to stand at ease. Come back to order. Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I'd lift the call.
Call has been lifted. There was a motion to advance from second to third reading. Is the objection to the advancement maintained?
Yes.
There is objection.
Question.
The bill will appear in third reading on Monday's calendar. Senate, come back to order. Senator Mackey, would you please restate your motion?
Move national unanimous consent that Senate Bill 270 be engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
There is objection. Question is, shall we advance to third reading? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary locked the roll. Any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary record the roll. Senate Bill 270 is in third reading. The vote was 15-3.
Senate Bill number 270, an act relating to return of contributed capital or payment of a dividend to the state by the Alaska Student Loan Corporation, providing for an effective date.
Senator Donnelly.
Madam Chair, Madam President, I think this is a really bad public policy. I think this discourages people from pursuing higher education by now the state taking a dividend from the student loan program back to the general fund. Even if that dividend is used to support the University of Alaska, a lot of these people who pay these loan payments are not going to traditional higher education. They're going just to try to make their lives a little better through education, go out and maybe become a barber or a hairdresser or a mechanic or something like that. And so now make them pay it, make part of their interest they pay on their loan go to a specific type of higher education is not right. And to make them pay something more than the cost of providing them that with that opportunity, I think is wrong also. We ought to be encouraging people to better themselves in any way we can. We shouldn't be charging them for discouraging them by taking a dividend from the loan program that we do have. When I first got here 14 years ago, we used to give forgiveness clause on these loans for people who stayed in Alaska, benefited our economy by bettering themselves in their education. You know, if they did that outside and they came home and they put themselves to work here in Alaska, we forgave portions of these loans. And I remember that. That was my first year here, and it was a bitter, bitter floor debate by a member from Southeast led that drive to do away with that forgiveness clause. And I didn't think that was a wise thing to do at the time, but it was sold to us on the premise that, well, this is just the first of many reforms we're going to make to bring this, you know, make the state function a little better. But, you know, that was the only thing we did for many years. We did that to the students of the state of Alaska because they didn't have a strong voice here. But we never came back and did it for the multi-million dollar corporations we continue to subsidize through all kinds of other programs, or the millionaires we continue to subsidize in the power in the storage tank assistance program.
Senator Donnelly, please stick to the bill.
But we did first take it out on the students of the state of Alaska, people who were trying to just advance themselves. So now we've come full circle. Not only are we no longer going to give them the benefit of the doubt when they move back to Alaska, but now we're going to actually take a dividend from their premiums or from what they pay to repay these loans. I think the state ought to be not making money off the students of the state of Alaska. People are willing to better themselves. They ought to be just breaking even on this program. And if we are making that much money, we ought to lower the rate a little bit and encourage people to better themselves. So I think this is a really, really bad public policy call. It just seems to have appeared here at the very end. And I would have liked the opportunity to have a lot more debate on this and get input from the students out there, how they felt about it. And the people, the thousands of people in these programs, and see how they'd feel. They know that, well, they're going to pay a dividend to the state for these loans, that they just want to advance themselves in their lives and help their families out and do a little better. I just think this is an awful public policy call. We shouldn't be doing this now.
Senator, please stand at ease. We have before us in third reading, awaiting final passage, Senate Bill 270. Is there further debate? Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Madam President. The way I read this bill, it just says that the board may provide a dividend to the state of Alaska if they have the excess funds, and the board of the Student Loan Corporation chooses to give the state back a dividend, much like ADA and HFC and other things, that they can do that. This does not take money away from this program on a mandatory basis.
Are you ready for the question? Senator Donnelly.
I would suggest if the board had extra money available, we should be expanding programs for students and availability of loans. Right now, to borrow money for medical school, if you're an Alaska student, it's wholly inadequate. We have a very good WAMI program, but the 10 Alaskan students that make the cut for WAMI are taken care of, but number 11 can't borrow even as much as we give the WAMI students each year. Now, that's not right. Now, if we've got extra money available, we ought to be adjusting those loan programs so that Alaskans who want to go to medical school or these expensive schools could borrow additional money and be able to afford to go to the schools, not just say, well, you're an excellent, excellent student. In fact, you're the 11th best student in the whole state of Alaska to apply for a medical loan here, but you don't get one. And by the way, we're not even going to make you pay, we're not even going to even give you a loan that you have to pay back because we've got a limit on the amount of the loans. Now, if there's extra money in this corporation, we ought to be looking to those kind of things before we take a dividend back from these people who are paying these premiums on the loans.
Further debate. Are we ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 270 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Secretary locked the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senate, please Secretary, please record the vote. Senate Bill 270 is passed. The vote was 14 yeas and 6 nays. Senator Mackey.
Moving to ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of the bill be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, roll call vote on final passage is the roll will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Senator Donnelly.
Serve notice of reconsideration of Senate Bill 270.
Notice of reconsideration has been given. Madam Secretary. Senator Elton.
Just very briefly, can we return up the calendar to introduction of guests?
Hearing no objection, Senator Elton.
Madam President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce somebody who was our guest page this morning and then had to leave, but he's returned very briefly in the gallery behind me. It's Eddie Gossman. Eddie is 10 years old. He's a fourth grader. He's homeschooled. He's a member. He's an Athabascan. He's a member of the Native dance group Children of All Nations, and his aspiration is to be either a senator or a construction worker, and if the body could help, help me welcome.
Madam Secretary.
CS for House Bill number 98, Hess amended, an act relating to contracts for the provision of state public assistance to certain recipients in the state, providing for regional public assistance plans, and programs in the state relating to grants for Alaska Native Family Assistance programs related to assignment of child support by Alaska Native Family Assistance recipients to paternity determinations and genetic testing involving recipients of assistance under Alaska Native Family Assistance programs and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends Finance Senate Committee substitute signing to pass. Senator Torgerson, co-chair, Senator Adams. Signing no recommendation, Senators Phillips, Pete Kelly, Lehman, Wilkin, and Donnelly. Signing amend, Senator Green. Previous House zero fiscal notes attached. The Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, chair, Senators Ellis, Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. There's a Senate Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Torgerson.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Finance Committee version be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the Finance CS has been adopted.
Senate CS for House Bill number 98, Finance, an Act relating to contracts for the provision of state public assistance to certain recipients in the state, providing for regional public assistance plans and programs in the state relating to grants for Alaska Native Family Assistance programs relating to assignment of child support by Alaska Native Family Assistance recipients to paternity determinations and genetic testing involving recipients of assistance under the Alaska Native Family Assistance program, and providing for an effective date. I have an amendment number one by Senator Torgerson.
Senator Torgerson.
Madam President, I move amendment number one, and there's an attachment to that basically explains that we needed a title change for a finance to delete the word interpret, so this would reinstate that word.
Is there objection to amendment number one? Is there objection to amendment number one? Hearing no objection, amendment number one has been adopted.
Amendment number two by Senator Torgerson, page 9, line 23.
Senator Torgerson?
Move amendment number two, and there's also an explanation stapled to that. It's basically a dealing with another piece of legislation that is up at the governor's office, which he intends to sign, and the department brought this amendment to me to make it conforming to the legislation that has already passed.
Is there objection to amendment number two? Hearing no objection, amendment number two has been adopted.
Amendment number three by Senator Mackey, page 3, line 27.
Senator Mackey?
Madam President, I'd move amendment number three.
Is there objection to amendment number three? Hearing no objection, amendment number three has been adopted.
I have no further amendments.
Senator
Mackey. I'm sorry. I take that back. I didn't turn the page. There's amendment number four by Senator Green, page 4, line 3.
Senator Green?
I move amendment number four.
There is objection. Senator Green?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This is the typical language that we've previously added to when we were working on things of this nature in contracts between the state and Native entities. Senator Ellis?
Thank you, Madam President. I don't have a problem with the sentiment the Senator expressed. I'm just told by the folks who've helped draft the bill that that the amendment is redundant language. It's already referenced in Section 3, page 3, line 30 of the bill. Also, I would note that the regional nonprofits that we're asking to help deliver these services in a more efficient and cost-effective way are organized under the state as nonprofit corporations, so they have no claim to sovereign immunity. They're nonprofits organized under the state.
Senator Green?
I'm not sure that the current language on page 3, line 30 is extensive enough for, as I recall, what we've done in the past on this are similar issues, and I'm not sure what the impact of amendment number 3 has on the listing as well. And if Metlakatla falls into that same category as the other three groups mentioned.
Senator Mackey.
Well, to answer that question, that is correct. The Metlakatla Indian Reserve is the only Indian reserve or reservation in the state of Alaska, and they do have sovereign immunity. I mean, I can go back and explain why I put the Metlakatla one in there, but I didn't want to take a lot of time. What I have is, the problem I have with this amendment on page number one, in addition to the other concerns, is on the disclaimer, nothing in this act may be construed as the state's recognition of any entity as a federally recognized Indian tribe. We have recognized, federally recognized Indian tribes in Alaska, and we do business with them all the time. If this is a concern about the Indian country situation, I would suggest that that decision has been made by the United States Supreme Court.
Further debate? Amendment number four. Senator Taylor.
Thank you. I guess the only objection to the amendment is that it may be redundant. Is that what I heard? I don't think it is redundant. I think, in fact, it specifically clarifies the issue, if there is one before us, and states it very clearly that sovereign immunity will not be exercised by anyone receiving these funds. Now, if sovereign immunity is exercised by someone receiving these funds, then it would certainly be contrary to what we've been told the bill does.
Senator Mackey?
Well, once again, to the Senator from Wrangell, Amendment number 3 added the Metlakatla Indian community, and there's good reasons for adding that. And so basically this would go in opposition to that. I think this needs some thought, and I think that it needs to, if you have a statement to make or some other issue, maybe that ought to be introduced. But to put this language, to attempt to put this language on a bill that is being done as a pilot project to help the Native organizations deal with some of the issues of alcohol abuse and other types of things that they're dealing with their people, which they have stepped forward to reach out to be a partner with the state to try to help resolve, I think is wrong. And to just get this on the floor right now and have to try to determine what all the legal ramifications are, I think is unfair. And as I stated before, it's not something that I consider redundant. I think there has been a United States Supreme Court ruling, which this legislature was a party to, that affirmed the Indian country issue in Alaska. Now, the Metlakatla Indian community is a different situation, and so this would render that not workable. And I don't think that's what anybody really intends to do. This is a good bill and a good program, and I think we should proceed with it without having to cloud the issue of something we've already dealt with.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Madam President. The reason that the issue has become clouded is because of Amendment Number 3, which added another category that, in fact, does raise those questions. I don't, as I understand it, there is not a pilot program in the works for the area covered by Amendment Number 3. The pilot programs that are in the works are covered by the Senate Finance Committee bill. But when you add a new program with a new set of rights, a new set of conditions, then you raise the questions that are answered in Amendment Number 4. So to say that on this floor we shouldn't be looking at a question that wasn't raised until the prior amendment was passed is a rather strange argument.
Madam President, I know it's unusual for me to rise on something like this at this point, but, you know, I was planning to vote for Amendment Number 4 until I saw Amendment Number 3 and it passed. And the Amendment Number 4 could be more narrowly crafted. It's inconsistent with the amendment that's already passed, and I support the Majority Leader in voting Amendment Number 4 down.
Is there further debate on Amendment Number 4? Senator Pete Kelly.
With my apologies, may I have a brief at ease?
Senator Kelly will stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Green.
Madam President, I'll withdraw Amendment Number 4.
You have to actually make a motion.
I move that I be allowed to withdraw Amendment Number 4.
Hearing no objection, Amendment Number 4 has been withdrawn. Madam Secretary, do you have any other amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee substitute for CS for HB 98 Finance Amended Senate be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 98 Finance Amended Senate, an act making relating to contracts for the provision of state public assistance to certain recipients in the state, providing for regional public assistance plans and programs in the state, relating to grants for Alaska Native Family Assistance Programs, relating to assignment of child support by Alaska Native Family recipients to paternity determinations and genetic testing involving recipients of assistance under Alaska Native Family Assistance Programs and providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Madam President. Just in all fairness, I didn't get a chance to make the comment when the Senator withdrew the amendment, but what the Senator from Mattsu was trying to accomplish is covered in the bill, and the language that she had in the amendment would have done that, but it's already in existing law, so I appreciate the withdrawing that.
Is there a debate on the bill? Senator Halford.
Thank you, Madam President. I support the goal that this bill is trying to accomplish, but I believe it is and will be found to be unconstitutional. If you have two individuals equally situated in every way in a community, and one is provided a different set of conditions and benefits only on the basis of a minority blood quantum, I think it'll be found unconstitutional. I think that's what is allowed by this process. I'd like to see some of the things that they want to do work, but I think they will lose in court.
Is there further debate? We ready for the question? Question is, shall the Senate Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute House Bill 98 Finance Amended Senate pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Our members voting? Secretary lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? And the Secretary record the roll. The Senate Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute House Bill 98 Finance Amended Senate has passed the Senate. The vote was 15 yeas and 5 nays. Senator Mackey?
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of the bill be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passage will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary, I would serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 98. Senator Miller.
Madam President. May we move back up the calendar to introduction of guests?
Senator Miller, we may.
Thank you, Madam President. There are two individuals in the Grove Gallery I'd like to introduce. One's a constituent of the good senator from Juneau here. I'm poaching another one of his constituents, but a good friend of the family, Patsy DeWitt. The next person in the gallery I'd like to introduce, the last time this individual was in Juneau was 4 years ago, and she's probably my favorite constituent in North Pole, and she's been my companion for the last 25 years, and I'm leaving this so I can be with my companion. With that, I'd like to introduce my wife, Susan.
Madam Secretary, the next item, please.
See us for House Bill number 108, Finance Amended, an Act relating to the use, operation, and regulation of boats, establishing a uniform state waterway marking system, and providing for an effective date. Resources Committee considered the bill, recommends a resources Senate Committee Substitute, signing no recommendation. Senator Halford, Chair, Senators Green, Pete Kelly, and Lincoln, signing due pass. Senator Mackey, fiscal notes attached. The Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends a Finance Senate Committee Substitute, signing due pass. Senators Torgerson, Parnell, Co-Chair, Senators Phillips, Adams, Donnelly, signing no recommendation. Senators Green, Pete Kelly, Wilkin, and Lehman. Fiscal notes attached. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report. Senator Tim Kelly, Chair. Senators Ellis, Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. There are two Senate Committee Substitutes.
Senator Torgerson.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee version be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, Finance CS has been adopted.
Senate CS for House Bill number 108, Finance, an Act relating to the use, operation, and regulation of boats, establishing a uniform state waterway marking system, and providing for an effective date. I have no amendments.
Senator Mackey?
Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 108, Finance, be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
Senate CS for House Bill number 108, Finance, an Act relating to the use, operation, and regulation of boats, establishing a uniform state waterway marking system, and providing for an effective date.
Senator Hoffman?
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as cross-sponsor on Senate Bill 108.
Hearing no objection, Senator Hoffman will be shown as a cross-sponsor on House Bill 108, along with Senator Ellis. Is there debate? Question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 108 Finance pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary lock the roll. Any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary record the roll. Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 108, Finance is passed. The Senate, the vote was 18 yeas and 0 nays. Senator Mackey. Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Madam President. Moving to unanimous consent, roll call and final passage of the bill be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passage will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary.
CS for House Bill number 116, Finance, an Act relating to the Board of Agriculture and Conservation, to the Director of Agriculture, to the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund, and to loans from the fund to the disposal of interest in state agricultural land, and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered the bill, recommends a Resources Senate Committee Substitute, signing no recommendation. Senator Halford, Chair. Signing due pass, Senators Taylor, Green, Pete Kelly, and Lincoln. Fiscal notes attached. Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends the adoption of the Resources Senate Committee Substitute, signing the due pass. Senator Torgerson, co-chair. Senators Green, Pete Kelly, Lehman, Wilkin, Donnelly, signing no recommendation. Senators Phillips and Adams, previous fiscal notes attached. The Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report. Senator Tim Kelly, chair. Senators Pierce, Lehman, Miller, and Ellis. There's a Resources Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Halford?
I move and ask unanimous consent the Resources Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the Resources Committee substitute has been adopted.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 116, Resources, an Act relating to the Board of Agriculture and Conservation, to the Director of Agriculture, to the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund, and to loans from the fund to the disposal of interest in state agricultural land and providing for an effective date. I have no amendments.
Will the Senate please stand in the center? Will the Senate please come back to order, Senator Mackey?
Yeah? Oh, advancement?
Yes, sir, please.
Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 116, Resources, be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 116, Resources, an Act relating to the Board of Agriculture and Conservation, to the Director of Agriculture, to the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund, and to loans from the fund to the disposal of interest in state agricultural land and providing for an effective date.
Senator Bay. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as a cross-sponsor.
Hearing no objection, Senator Halford will be shown as a cross-sponsor along with Senator Green, Senator Taylor, and Senator Wilkin, Senator Lincoln. Senator Bate, are we ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, House Bill 116, Resources, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. While members voted, Secretary locked the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary record the roll. Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 116, Resources, has passed the Senate. The vote was 18 yeas and 1 nay. Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Madam President. Move and ask unanimous consent. Roll call and final passage of the bill be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, roll call vote on final passage for Senate CSCS House Bill 116, Resources, will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Senate stand at ease. Pete Kelly. Senate, please. To order. But don't go to the bank this time. Senator Ellis.
Madam President, I serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 116.
Reconsideration notice has been given on House Bill 116. Senator Mackey.
Did you read it?
I don't want to read it.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that CS for HB 253, which is next on the calendar, be moved down the calendar about two spots, and we'll take it up after House Bill 291.
Hearing no objection. The next bill before us is House Bill 259, Madam Secretary.
CS for House Bill number 259, Finance, an Act relating to eligibility to be represented by the public defender before and during the probable cause and temporary placement hearing that is held after the state takes emergency custody of a child. Judiciary Committee considered the bill, recommends Senator signing do pass, Senator Taylor, Chair, Senator Halford. Signing a recommendation, Senators Ellis and Torgerson. Previous House, zero fiscal note attached. Finance Committee considered the bill, signing to pass, Senator Torgerson, co-chair, Senators Phillips, Green, Pete Kelly, Lehman, Donnelly, signing no recommendation, Senators Adams and Wilkin. Previous House fiscal notes attached. The Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, chair, Senators Ellis, Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Have no amendments.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 259, Finance, be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
CS for House Bill number 259, Finance, an Act relating to eligibility to be represented by the public defender before and during the probable cause and temporary placement hearing that is held after the state takes emergency custody of a child.
Senator Bate. Are we ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute House Bill 259, Finance, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary locked the roll. Any member wish to change their vote? Secretary record the roll. Committee Substitute House Bill 259 Finance is passed. The vote was 19 yeas and 0 nays. Madam Secretary.
CS for House Bill number 291, State Affairs, an Act relating to the giving of certain state agency notices. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, signing due pass, Senator Mackey, Chair, Senators Donnelly, Hoffman, and Lehman. Previous House, zero fiscal note. The Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Ellis, Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Have no amendments.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 291, State Affairs, be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
CS for House Bill number 291, State Affairs, an Act relating to the giving of certain state agency notices.
Senator Bate. Senator Phillips?
Not a debate, just a question. Just looking at this real briefly, will the agency still be able to give us, automatically give us a paper copy? Or is this a strictly electronic transmission of information?
Senator Halpern? We'll stand at ease. Come back to order. Is there further debate on House Bill 291? You ready for the question? Question is, shall Committee Substitute House Bill 291 State Affairs pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. While members voting, Secretary lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary record the roll. Committee Substitute House Bill 291 State Affairs has passed the Senate. The vote was 19 yeas and 0 nays. Madam Secretary, we had held 253 to this point.
CS for House Bill number 253, Judiciary, an act relating to school disciplinary and safety programs and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, Social Services Committee considered the bill, recommends a House Senate Committee Substitute, signing DuPass, Senator Miller, Chair, Senators Pierce and Pete Kelly, signing no recommendation, Senator Wilkin and Elton. Zero fiscal notes attached. The Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce, signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis. There is a Hess committee, Senate Committee Substitute.
Senator Halpern?
I move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as a cross-sponsor.
Any objection to Senator Halpern will be shown as a cross-sponsor along with Senator Wilkin, Senator Lehman, Senator Phillips, Senator Pete Kelly, Senator Warren. Senator Miller, you're making a motion.
I'm going to make a motion.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Hess Committee be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the Hess Committee substitute has been adopted.
Three Hess, an act relating to a school disciplinary and safety program and providing for an effective date.
Do you have any amendments?
Sorry. I have an amendment number one by Senator Pete Kelly, page 3, line 6.
Senator Pete Kelly.
Amendment number one.
Is there objection to amendment number one? Hearing no objection, amendment. Senator Elton?
I do object, Madam President.
Senator Elton?
I'll speak to the objection, Madam President. We discussed this word, the change on page 3, line 6. We discussed the word punished in the Hess Committee, and it was pointed out by the sponsor and by other people who testified that punished can cover an awful lot of ground. Teachers, for example, can be punished with letters to the file. They can be punished by being transferred to different classes, different schools. They can be punished by assignment of extra duties. My fear of the amendment is that it takes off the table some of the punishments that do happen in schools quite frequently. So I would speak against the amendment.
Senator Kelly?
Madam President, I'm not sure that this goes directly to the former speaker's objection, but one of the problems with the word punished was that it is not a term that is used in labor relations, and that is what we need to have in here, is a one that all can agree on.
Is the objection maintained? Question is, shall amendment number one be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. While members voted, Secretary lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary record the roll. Amendment number one has been adopted. The vote was 18 yeas and 0 nays. Madam Secretary, do you have any further amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 253 Hess be considered engrossed. That should be amended, Senate. Be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 253 has amended Senate, an act relating to school disciplinary and safety program and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate?
Madam President.
Senator Ellis.
Could we have an at ease, please?
Senate will stand at ease. To order. Is there debate on the bill? Question is, shall the Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 253, Hess amended Senate, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Secretary lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. Senate Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, House Bill 253, Hess, amended Senate, has passed the Senate. The vote was 17 yeas and 2 nays. Senator Mackey?
Move and ask unanimous consent that roll call and final passage of the bill be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passage will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary, the next item.
CS for House Bill number 296, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to partnerships, amending Rule 25C and Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure and providing for an effective date. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, signing due pass. Senator Mackey, Chair, Senators Tim Kelly, Lehman, and Hoffman, previous House Chair, Fiscal Notes. Judiciary Committee considered the bill, signing no recommendation. Senator Taylor, Chair, Senators Ellis and Donnelly. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report. Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Ellis, Pierce, and Lehman. I have no amendments.
House Bill 296 will appear in third reading on Monday's calendar. Madam Secretary.
CS for House Bill number 320, Finance, amended. An act approving the application for and acceptance of a grant of certain federal land by the Alaska Railroad Corporation, approving the conveyance of the entire interest in land appurtenant to the Whittier DeLong Dock by the Alaska Railroad Corporation, relating to use and disposition of the Whittier DeLong Dock and associated land, prohibiting the Alaska Railroad Corporation and the City of Whittier from granting any special right, privilege, or preference to a third party to provide management services for the DeLong Dock, providing that contracts for management of the DeLong Dock by a third party shall be awarded only under competitive procurement procedures established by the Alaska Railroad Corporation and the City of Whittier, and providing for an effective date. Transportation Committee considered the bill, signing no recommendation. Senator Ward, Chair, Senator Miller, signing do not pass. Senator Pierce, signing do pass. Senator Lincoln, previous House, zero fiscal notes. The Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report. Senators Miller, Ellis, and Lehman, signing under other recommendations. Senator Pierce, have no amendments.
Committee Substitute House Bill 320, Finance, amended, will appear in third reading on Monday's calendar. Madam Secretary.
House Bill number 324, an act requiring written consent by the person who is the subject of the information before releasing personal information contained in motor vehicle records to comply with 18 U.S.C. 2721 and providing for an effective date. State Affairs Committee considered the bill, signing no recommendation. Senator Ward, Chair, Senator Green, signing do pass. Senators Phillip and Elton. Previous House, fiscal notes attached. Finance Committee considered the bill, signing due pass. Senator Torgerson, co-chair. Senators Adams, Wilkin, and Lehman, signing no recommendation. Senators Phillips, Green, Pete Kelly, and Donnelly. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report. Senator Tim Kelly, chair. Senators Ellis, Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. I have no amendments.
House Bill 324 will appear in third reading on Monday's calendar. Senator Hoffman.
I'd like to give notice of reconsideration on my vote on House Bill 253.
Which bill, sir?
House Bill 253.
Reconsideration notice has been given on House Bill 253. Madam Secretary. Senator Donnelly.
I give notice of reconsideration on House Bill 291.
Reconsideration notice has been given on House Bill 291. Madam Secretary.
CS for House Bill number 325, Judiciary, an act relating to priorities, claims, and liens for payment of certain medical services provided to medical assistance recipients and providing for an effective date. Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends Finance. Senate Committee substitute, signing due pass. Senators Torgerson, Parnell, co-chair. Senators Phillips, Adams, Wilkin, Lehman. Fiscal notes attached. The Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report. Senator Tim Kelly, chair. Senators Ellis, Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. There's a Finance Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Torgerson.
Unanimous consent that the Finance Committee version be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the Finance CS has been adopted.
Senate CS for House Bill number 325, an act relating to priorities, claims, and liens for payment of certain medical services provided to medical assistance recipients and providing for an effective date.
Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 325, Finance, will be in third reading on Monday's calendar. Senator Mackey, the next one you're going to hold in second reading with the amendment pending. Senator, please come back to order.
CS for House Bill number 335, Finance, an act relating to information contained in retirement system records relating to retirement boards, relating to procedures and hearings under state retirement systems, relating to benefits for reemployed retired members of retirement systems, relating to eligibility for normal retirement for members of the teacher's retirement system who have Alaska BIA accredited service, relating to disability benefits for members of state retirement systems, related to deduction of premiums from retirement benefits, relating to protection of and assignment and transfer of amounts held in retirement systems, relating to retirement benefits for certain employees earning high salaries, relating to qualified domestic relations orders in state retirement systems, relating to the definition of retirement fund in the teacher's retirement system, relating to membership of state employees in the teacher's retirement system relating to refunds, contributions made to the judicial retirement system or to the former elected public officer's retirement system and repayment of refunded contributions in those systems relating to self-insurance and excess loss insurance for persons receiving benefits from a state retirement system relating to participation of elected officials in the public employees' retirement system relating to level income option benefit under the public employees' retirement system relating to participation of employees of political subdivisions and political organizations in the public employees' retirement system relating to crimes for defrauding a state retirement system relating to the definition of pension fund in the public employees' retirement system relating to calculation of years of service and of benefits under the public employees' retirement system for non-certificated employees of certain educational employers relating to individual accounts maintained for members of the former elected public officers' retirement system. State Affairs Committee considered the bill, signing no recommendation, Senator Ward, Chair Senator Phillips, signing do pass, Senators Elton and Green, previous House fiscal notes attached. Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends a Finance Senate Committee substitute, signing do pass, Senator Torgerson, co-chair Senators Phillips, Green, Pete Kelly, Lehman and Wilkin, signing no recommendation, Senators Adams and Donnelly. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce, signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis. There's a Finance Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Torgerson.
I've moved the Finance Committee version in lieu of the original bill.
You know, objection to the Finance CS has been adopted. Senator, well, she needs to read it.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 335, Finance, an act relating to information contained in retirement system records relating to retirement boards relating to procedures and hearings under state retirement systems relating to benefits for reemployed retired members of retirement systems relating to eligibility for normal retirement for members of the teacher's retirement system who have Alaska BIA accredited service relating to disability benefits for members of state retirement systems relating to deduction of premiums from retirement benefits relating to protection of and assignment and transfer of amounts held in retirement systems relating to retirement benefits for certain employees earning high salaries relating to qualified domestic relations orders in state retirement systems relating to the definition of retirement fund in the teacher's retirement system relating to membership of state employees in the teacher's retirement system relating to the refund of contributions made to the judicial retirement system or to the former elected public officer's retirement system and repayment of refunded contributions in those systems relating to self-insurance and excess loss insurance for persons receiving benefits from a state retirement system relating to participation of elected officials in the public employees' retirement system relating to the level income option benefit under the public employees' retirement system relating to participation of employees of political subdivisions and political organizations in the public employees' retirement system relating to crimes for defrauding a state retirement system relating to the definition of pension fund in the public employees' retirement system relating to calculation of years of service and of benefits under the public employees' retirement system for non-certificated employees of certain educational employers and relating to individual accounts maintained for members of the former elected public officers' retirement system.
Amendments?
I have no amendments. I'm sorry. I do. I have an amendment number one by Senator Torgerson.
Senator Torgerson.
I'd move amendment number one.
Senator Mackey.
Is there objection?
Senator Mackey, hold it. Second reading with the amendment.
Move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 335 and pending amendment be held in second reading for Monday's calendar.
No objection. The bill. And the pending amendment number one will be held in second reading to Monday's calendar. Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that reconsideration of HGR 56 be held until Monday's calendar.
Hearing no objection, reconsideration of House Joint Resolution 56 will be held until Monday's calendar. Senator Donnelly.
Move and ask unanimous consent that reconsideration of HB 317 be held through Monday's calendar.
We already did that.
We don't have that. Senator Donnelly.
It's already been done. It's already been held to Monday.
Oh, we held. Excellent.
Recon. It's yeah. On the recon.
We already held it. Senator Phillips, what are you seeking for? Senator Halvin?
I serve notice of reconsideration of House Bill 108.
Which one?
108.
Consideration notice has been given on House Bill 108. Madam Secretary.
CS for House Bill number 363, Finance, an act relating to salmon product reports into the sale of fish and providing for an effective date. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, recommends the Labor and Commerce Senate Committee substitute, signing do pass, Senator Mackey, Chair, Senator Lehman, signing no recommendation, Senators Donnelly and Hoffman. Previous House fiscal notes attached, the Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends a Finance Senate Committee substitute, signing do pass, Senator Torgerson, co-chair, Senators Adams and Lehman, signing no recommendation, Senators Green and Wilkin. Previous fiscal notes attached, the Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce, signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis. There are two Senate Committee Substitute.
Senator Torgerson.
It's unanimous consent the Finance Committee version be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Any objection? The Finance CS has been adopted.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 363, Finance, an act relating to salmon product reports and to the sale of fish and providing for an effective date.
Senator Mackey.
It's unanimous consent SCS for CS for HB 363, Finance, be considered and engrossed in its third reading and placed in the final pass.
There's objection, Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Mackey.
Unanimous consent, going to be allowed to withdraw my motion.
Hearing no objection. The motion has been withdrawn. Senate CS, CS House Bill 363 Finance will appear in third reading on Monday's calendar.
Madam Secretary. CS for House Bill number 398, Judiciary, an act relating to the Alaska Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, signing to pass. Senator Mackey, Chair, Senator Lehman, signing no recommendation. Senator Hoffman, previous House, zero fiscal notes attached. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report. Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Ellis, Pierce, and Lehman. I have no amendments.
Committee Substitute House Bill 398, Judiciary, will appear in third reading on Monday's calendar. We do not have House Bill 419 in our possession. So, Madam Secretary, I believe you have 432?
Yes. CS for House Bill number 432, Finance, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Storage Tank Assistance, expanding the authority of the Board to issue recommendations concerning cleanup decisions relating to the eligibility of certain nonprofit entities for financial assistance under the Tank Cleanup Grant Program and the Tank Upgrading and Closure Program, providing for an effective date. Resources Committee considered the bill, signing no recommendation. Senator Halford, Chair, Senators Green and Lincoln, signing to pass. Senator Taylor, previous House fiscal notes attached. Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends a Finance Senate Committee substitute. Signing due pass, Senator Torgerson, co-chair, Senators Phillips, Pete Kelly, Lehman, signing no recommendation, Senator Parnell, co-chair, Senators Wolfen and Donnelly, signing amend, extend termination date, Senators Green and Adams. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce, signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis. There's a Finance Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Torgerson.
The National Unanimous Consent that the Finance Committee version be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Any objection? Finance CS has been adopted.
Senate CS for House Bill number 432, Finance, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Storage Tank Assistance, expanding the authority of the Board to issue recommendations concerning cleanup decisions relating to the eligibility of certain nonprofit entities for financial assistance under the Tank Cleanup Grant Program and the Tank Upgrading and Closure Program, and providing for an effective date. I have no amendments.
Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 432, Finance, will be in third reading on Monday's calendar. Senator Mackey, would you please move 446 and 447, separate motions but held in second, to Monday's calendar. Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I'm asking consent that House Bill number 446 be held in second reading until Monday's calendar.
Hearing no objection, House Bill CS, House Bill 446, Finance amended, Senate CS, will be held in second reading to Monday's calendar. Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent, House Bill 447 be held in second reading until Monday's calendar.
Hearing no objection, consideration of House Bill 447 will be held in second reading to Monday's calendar. Madam Secretary, the next one.
CS for House Bill number 218, Finance, an act relating to property loaned to or held by museums. It appears in second reading with amendment number one, and the motion has been made for amendment number one by Senator Ward.
Senator Ward?
Thank you very much, Madam President. I have been trying to work out a compromise with the museum and with the sponsor of this. The sponsor of the bill was carrying it for the museum, and it would appear that the problem that I had with the bill itself is actually what they intended to do. And on page 3, line 10, this bill was brought forth and we all voted for it because it was to take care of loaned property, and which I don't have any problem with loaned property. The part that I have a problem with is acquisition of title to undocumented property. And that was the purpose of the legislation.
Senator Ward, are you speaking to the amendment?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. It's not taking a little while. This is a very important amendment because without this amendment, what the state of Alaska is about to do is to set up a process to take people's property away from them and cause them to have to go through federal courts, then to state courts in order to give back what is rightfully theirs.
because this is not about loaned sign agreements. This is about the museums in the state of Alaska, private or public, that have possession of somebody's property. If they can prove that they had possession of it, not rightfully, but possession of it for 7 years, and then file a notice, and the notice has to be printed for 4 consecutive weeks, I believe it is, in a newspaper. And it gives no opportunity and for those people that did not know that their property or their mother's property or their grandfather's or whoever's was in possession of this in order to receive it back and to acquire the property. And what this amendment does, it sets up a procedure to where when an heir, somebody that rightfully owns those museum possessions that are in possession of the museum, finds out about it, they then have the same amount of time to go through the process to retrieve it as those who have already signed the loan are gifted or granted it. And this is a very important amendment, and I would encourage people to vote yes on the amendment.
Are we ready for the amendment? Senator Mackey.
Well, I recognize, and I've spoke to the sponsor of this amendment as well as the sponsor of the bill, and I don't doubt his sincerity, but I rise in opposition to the bill, as he knows that I was going to. The sponsor does not support the bill. It goes contrary to what the bill is trying to intend. And if I could have leave of the body, I asked the museums to tell me, you know, why this is going to be a problem. And the letter that I got back from them said that the purpose of the bill is to clarify ownership of unclaimed loan property left in museums so they can properly care for these items. The problem of unclaimed loans affects nearly every museum in the state. This bill, for the first time, will allow us to care for the property currently in limbo. The amendment before us totally negates the purpose of the bill. Instead of creating an avenue to determine ownership and therefore proper care of unclaimed loan property, the amendment will cause it to remain in limbo forever. This was from Cynthia Jones, the president of the Alaska State Museum Association, and talking with the sponsor, feels that Senator Ward has certainly legitimate concerns, but that to try to attach that to this legislation completely negates what they're trying to do. So I would urge members to vote no. We have held it over for a few days, and Senator Ward has worked very hard, the senator from South Anchorage and Kenai has worked to try to make this all work, but unfortunately they weren't able to do it.
Further debate, Senator Ward.
Thank you, and therein lies the problem. We are not talking about loaned property. We're talking about tens to 20,000 items that belong to Alaska Natives. And I can guarantee you, nobody ever signed the loan document. Nobody even ever said you could have them. For whatever reasons, they ended up in the archives, in the dungeons of museums, and they are there. Whether it was the Hudson Bay Company or some religious group or whatever it was, they have taken these artifacts. That is fine. I've got no problem with that. We're not talking about loan things. We're talking about things that belong to people. Whether it be my uncle, my grandfather's rifle case or my grandmother's dress, which are in museums, and I've made the choice that they should stay there, but my brothers and sisters haven't. And some of my brother lives in Arizona. How's he ever going to see a notice of that? We're not talking about loaned, gifted, or any other thing that is an instrument given. We're talking about things that were taken, and people don't know that they're gone. In my particular case, those things have been in the museum for over 2 decades. I never knew they were there. I wouldn't have known they were there, not because I'm a senator, but because I happen to be viewing the museum with a Taiwanese delegation, so we got to go downstairs. I was absolutely astonished. I'm not trying to block items that are legitimately loaned or gifted or any other way. What this does, this takes all the materials of Alaska Native and other people that are in museums right now and sets up a procedure to where they get to get title to it. Well, that's fine. But when it is discovered by an heir, somebody that legitimately owns it, that's when the clock should start clicking, and then they have a procedure to go through in order to acquire their property back. Because people do not know, as we speak, whether they be Tlingit, Haidas, Yupiks, Athabascans, they don't know that their stuff, their family's heirlooms, are in these museums. And therein lies the problem. This is a grab by the state of Alaska to set up a mechanism to make it legal to own other people's property. Well, that's fine, but there has to be some kind of safeguard to where they can have a chance to get it back. And that's what this does. I would suggest we vote yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. Of course, the overwhelming majority of the museums in the state are very reputable and are working very much to save things that they believe should be shared with future generations. But the definition of museums is fairly broad, and there are a lot of entities that can organize on a nonprofit basis for their own basis, for their own interest. And the sad part of the way some museums have worked in the past outside, and I think you've seen articles about what's happened, is they operate on the resale of the things that they take and don't display. And as budgets go down and people have to make choices, I don't want to see a system that allows title to pass quickly into what essentially puts antiques, artifacts, and other things back out on the market to support the bureaucracy to keep institutions going when they should be supported by the people that are going through them, or in the case of most of ours, by state government in one way or another. And I believe that the state's museums, by the way, do an excellent job in terms of dealing with this stuff.
The Senate, please stand at ease. Back to order. Senator Mackey.
For about the fifth time, I move that House Bill 218 be held in second reading with the pending amendment on for Monday's calendar.
Actually, it's reconsideration, but we will hold reconsideration with the amendment pending to Monday's calendar. Senator Mackey, would you please hold 312 and 313 in third? They're already there. Senator Mackey?
Move an act unanimous consent that Senate Bill 312 be held in third reading for Monday's calendar.
No objection. Senate Bill 312 will appear again on Monday in third reading.
Move an act unanimous consent. Senate Bill 313 be held in third reading until Monday's calendar.
No objection. Senate Bill 313 will be held in third reading until Monday's calendar. Madam Secretary.
CS for House Bill number 310, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to the Alaska Insurance Guarantee Association, before the Senate in third reading.
Senator Halford? All members voted. Secretary lock the roll. Does any member want to change his or her vote? Secretary record the roll. Committee substitute House Bill 310, Labor and Commerce has passed the Senate. The vote is 20 yeas and 0 nays. Madam Secretary, citations?
Citations honoring Christine Klein, honoring Ruth Holbert, honoring Tom Peretti, assistant lounge chef extraordinaire, honoring Karen Raisin, honoring Alaska District U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, honoring Julia Klein, University of Alaska Southeast Swimmer, honoring Northeast Community Patrol, honoring Mary Magdalene Home, Alaska, honoring Edward A., Edward B., and Elmer Rasmussen, commemorating the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad 100th anniversary, in memoriam Mabel Buford, in memoriam Robert Cohen, in memoriam Robert McFarland, in memoriam Danny and Diane Atkins, in memoriam Arlen Schrank, Jr., in memoriam Joseph Nelson, in memoriam Jewel Hillstrom, in memoriam Florence Lancashire, in memoriam Jean Francis Short, in memoriam Larry Fox, in memoriam Emily Brower, Sr.
Senator Mackey, citations?
Move and ask unanimous consent. Citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citations are approved. Do we have unfinished business, Senator Mackey?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Senator Donnelly, unfinished business?
I move that the time for reconsideration of House Bill 205 be extended through Monday.
There's an objection. We'll stand at ease.
What's the last one? I didn't want John to feel like nobody cared.
Reconsideration notice has been given on House Bill 259. Just means I don't have to sign so many things. Is there other? Is there other unfinished business? The announcement, Senator Parnell.
The conference committee will meet upon, on the operating budget, will meet upon recess or adjournment.
I can assure you I'm not going to recess this crowd. Further announcements, Senator Mackey.
I'd like to announce a majority caucus at 9 a.m. on Monday, and that we will be having a floor session at 11 on Monday.
Announcement, Senator Wilkin.
President, I just wanted to check with the senator next to me if Hess committee was going to have a meeting.
Senator next to Senator Wilkin?
No.
Any other announcements or questions? Are there any special orders? Senator Mackey? Senator Lincoln?
I have special orders. I just want to wish everybody a happy Easter on Sunday.
Senator Mackey.
Again, everybody, and I move the Senate adjourn till 11 a.m. on Monday morning.
We adjourn until 11 on Monday. Have a good weekend.